Adam McGuire is back now with the business.
Thanks, John. Asking prices for homes have risen by 7.5% in the year to the end of September, according to myhome.ie. That's the highest rate of increase in 2 years. My Home said there was a slight rise in the number of homes listed for sale in the third quarter, but listings remain well down on pre-pandemic levels. Conal McCullough is chief economist with Bank of Ireland. He's the author of this report and he joins us now in studio. What's fueling this rise in prices? Is it that shortage of properties on the market?
Well, it is, but the economy is also doing extremely well. Pay growth is running around 5-6% at the moment. Employment has gone by 2.7%. So there's a lot of income that's been generated in the economy, but that's obviously not being matched by housing. Home building is kind of running just over 30,000 units. When we look at the My Home website, there's currently about 13,000 properties listed for sale. So that's well down on levels above 20,000 pre-pandemic. So it's a very tight market, a lack of supply, and the economy is continuing to do extraordinarily well.
You've compared the situation in Ireland with the UK, the housing to population ratio. You say that for Ireland to match the UK, you'd need an extra 206,000 homes. Now, the gap was 138,000 in 2020, so that's a significant widening in 4 years. Is the UK just building at a much faster rate, or is it purely down to the population growth we've seen in Ireland since then?
Well, that gap has existed for quite some time, so we've got a lot to do to catch up with the UK, but I think the real point here is that we've seen the Irish population grow by almost 2% for two successive years, by almost 200,000 people. So that's exceptional. Historically, we haven't seen this level of population growth since the Celtic Tiger period. The bulk of that population is inward migration, so people are coming here to take up employment. Almost 60% of the employment growth we saw in the 12 months to June was made up of non-Irish nationals. So this probably really isn't sustainable in the longer term. We can see the pressure it's placing on the housing market. So again, 2 years ago, to catch up with the UK, we've had to build 160,000 homes. Now it's 206. So the economy, people need to remember, the economy is growing at an exceptional pace. The levels of employment and population growth they're seeing at the moment is exceptional.
You mentioned the building just over 30,000 homes at the moment being completed. Sherry Fitzgerald are today saying we need 62,000 homes built a year for the next few years. Would you agree with them? Is that plausible? Is it realistic?
I think the Housing Commission has said, the shortfall could be as much as 200,000 homes. We've kind of produced numbers to kind of back that up, I suppose. So we need to build, to meet the pent-up demand a high level for a number of years. But again, all of these projections for housing demand are based off net migration. So, net migration responds to the lack of housing itself. And I see some of these population projections and I kind of wonder, when they're assuming this continued net migration, where these people are going to live. So the lack of housing itself is going to potentially hold back net migration at some point. So look, we have an issue to kind of put a fine number on it. I think we need to remember, population growth and net migration itself is uncertain. But look, we need to build a lot of homes and no one disagrees with that.
There has been a strong rise in housing commencements in the year to July, close to 50,000. Is that a promising sign that the industry is gearing up and some of those bottlenecks have been cleared? Are there still bottlenecks, though, in getting those into completions?
Well, there's a few health warnings around the start date at the moment. There's a rush of starts because developers expected these waivers on development levies to expire. So a lot of starts early in the year. But nonetheless, they're kind of held up pretty well in recent months. 12, 18 months ago, people would have said home building is actually going to fall back because you'd seen so much build cost inflation, high energy prices. It turns out, activities held up far better than expected. But again, we certainly need to be building over 40,000 homes and we're some way away from that yet. That 50,000 number for starts in the past 12 months, when they actually come to the market in the form of completions, I think that's uncertain, certainly at the moment.
Conal McCullough, Chief Economist with Bank of Ireland. Thank you very much.